We can't have a series of the Baal Shem Tov and Moshiach without discussing the story of the Baal Shem Tov's attempted trip to Eretz Yisrael. We had a Rashi the end of yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday, Parshas Bahar Bechukoisai. And Rashi finishes off the last Rashi, Los is Lechem Es Eretz Kanaan, Liyes Lechem Lelekim. Shakol Ador Beretz Yisroel Ani Loi Lelekim. Whoever lives in Eretz Yisroel is like the Eibishter is his God, and anyone that leaves Eretz Yisroel is like Oyved Avodas Kechovim. But however you're going to understand it, there's obviously a heightened level of Kedusha in Eretz Yisroel, and by the Gula we're all going to go to Eretz Yisroel. So we're going to say over today the story of the Baal Shem Tov and his attempted trip to Eretz Yisroel. Now the Baal Shem Tov descendants, and many Hasidim have the minhag to say the story over on Achrin Shel Pesach, which is the day the Baal Shem Tov spoke about Moshiach Suda. And the story goes as follows. The Baal Shem Tov for years wanted to travel to Eretz Yisroel, and finally he said the time has come. So he took his daughter's name was Odel, and he took one of his big Hasidim, whose name was Hirschel Seifer, and they went on this trip. Now, you heard by a Fabrengen earlier this year, that Baal Shem Tov had a minig that he would not save money. Whatever money he had, he would spend that day. He wouldn't save money out of his bitochen in Hashem. So the same is true when it came to traveling. He had money for the day, and the next day he somehow got money, and they traveled more and more every single day. Their goal was to reach Turkey, Istanbul, and from there to take a boat to Eretz Yisroel. So they traveled, and Erev Yom Tov, Pesach, they arrived in Istanbul, in Turkey. Now, they needed a place to stay. They didn't have money, not for a place to stay, and for any food. But they had a moon in the Eibishter, obviously, and the Baal Shem Tov found a place, like a stable of some inn, which was very cheap, that he could stay, mamish with the behemoth. And his daughter went to wash their clothes for Yom Tov by the riverside. And food, matzahs, wine, the Eibishter will provide. It happened to be, obviously everything is mumayla, that there was a very wealthy couple that was following the Baal Shem Tov on his journey because they were childless and they wanted to get a bracha. They came to Mezhebuz and they found out that the Baal Shem Tov is the next city, and they basically were following him and following him until they found out that he's in Istanbul in Turkey. So they're looking for him, and they saw this young Jewish lady washing clothes by the river. And they asked her, "Do you happen to know of any Baal Shem Tov?" He says, "Yeah, it's my father." So they came, they said, "Which inn are you staying?" And they rented him the fanciest room, and they set up a suda with wine and matzahs and everything that you need for a suda. Baal Shem Tov came home from Ma'ariv, and he's all of a sudden in a new apartment, and there's food, and that's it. He made as if that's normal, that you go leave from a stable, you end up in a mansion. And they're verbrenging that night, and afterwards, he asked the couple, "So, what's this all about? Why'd you do this?" And they said that they wanted a child. So he gave them a bracha. Now, at that time, right after he gave them the bracha, the Baal Shem Tov's daughter noticed that he got very pale, that he was having like aliyas haneshama, and basically, lamaila, they were very upset, because lamaila, this couple was not supposed to have children, so tzaddik goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, so now they have to change seder ishtalshlus and give children to this couple. And they were upset, so they decided, as a punishment for the Baal Shem Tov, they're going to take away his Olam Haba. Now, when the Baal Shem Tov heard this, he got so excited. And he made a big announcement. He said, Yetz kenech din in the Rebishter, now I can serve Hashem, l'shma, not even for Elam Haba. So the Sultan got all nervous, because if the Baal Shem Tov serves l'shma mamish, the world, who knows what would happen. So he begged the Rebishter to give him back his Elam Haba. In the meantime, that night, Leil HaSeder, there was other things going on. The Sultan of Turkey was anti-Semite, and he really was always trying to find out different schemes how to hurt the Yidden. And they decided that Pesach in the morning, they're going to put out a decree that there's going to be riots and pogroms and to kill the Yiddish Kehila Lo Yaleinu, Chas V'Sholom. And he warned his ministers that if anyone tells the Yidden, it'll be Pikuach Nefesh Akonis Nefashas. One minister couldn't hold himself back, and he told the Yidden, and they were trying to figure out what to do. So they came up with this idea that the Sultan, his mother, she had a soft spot for Yidden. Their father passed, the father had passed away, but the mother had a soft spot for Yidden. That somehow they're going to try to get an audience in the middle of the night, Leila Seder, with the Sultan's mother. Maybe she can convince her son to be Mevatel the Gzeira. On the way, they happened to pass the place where the Baal Shem Tov was. And they heard him singing. And he was singing a song, Lioisei Neflois Gedoilis Levadoi. Singing the song about the Eibishter's miracles. And one person told the other person, if this person knew the gzeira that was going on to Klal Yisrael, he probably wouldn't be singing about the Eibishter's miracles. He would be crying. So, sure enough, they tried to get into the Sultan's mother, and they couldn't. They banged, they knocked, they yelled, they cried. The Kitzur, she wakes up from this commotion. She hears what happens, and she says she'll do something about it. Middle of the night, she goes to her son, the king's house, and the guards let her in. She's the queen mother. She wakes up her son, hysterical. It says, I had this terrible dream that Tati came to me in a dream and said that tomorrow our whole family is going to be killed. Is there anything planned, any bad thing that maybe a schus that we can have to prevent the killing of our family? So she asked that the Book of Decrees should come, should be read. And she sees that it says there that the next day it should be a gzeira, a pogrom on Klal Yisrael. And she said, oh, now I understand. You want us to be the next Haman. The next people that try to hurt the Yidden and we get killed. Quickly, quickly, be mevatel the gzeira. So, Baruch Hashem, he was mevatel the gzeira. It was a big simcha by the Yidden. And one of the people which were involved was saying over the story in Shul. And he said, you know how scary it was when we were walking to the palace of the Sultan's mother, we heard this Yid singing, Lois sing the Flois. And we were thinking to ourselves that if he would only know what was going on, he wouldn't be singing. Now, Baal Shem Tov happened to be there. The Baal Shem Tov said, if you would only understand that the singing was Mevatel the Gzeira, Volt Gevena Bissel Andersh. Now, who has to understand what was really going on? But, anyways, Baruch Hashem, the Gzeira was Nisbatel. And he gave a bracha to this rich couple. And they asked him what they can pay the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said nothing. They wanted to give him money, hoin rav. He said, the only thing you can give me are tickets on the next boat to Eretz Yisrael. Now the Baal Shem Tov told his daughter and his chassid that he doesn't want to go by boat. He could really travel on his handkerchief to Eretz Yisrael. But if they want to do that and be safe, you don't want to fall off the handkerchief, you have to have kavana, certain kavanas the whole time. 1 second, you don't have the proper kavanas, drown. Or else we could go by boat. So the chassid said, Rebbe, you could have kavanas the whole time. The Rebbe's daughter could have kavanas the whole time. I can't take achrayas that my mind's not going to be distracted for 1 minute. So, well, let's go by boat. So they travel by boat, and the story goes that there was a huge, huge storm. And the Baal Shem Tov realized that Lamaila, there's a big Zeru. The Baal Shem Tov said, I have two choices. I can either throw my daughter off the boat or throw my ksavim off the boat. So the daughter was ready to jump off the boat to save her father's ksavim. Hashem really didn't want that. Right before, this is the Breslov version of the story, that right before she jumped off the boat, they were revealed to her, Lamaila, that she is destined to have a enikel called Reb Nachman that is going to write greater ksavim than the Baal Shem Tov. So it's worth that the ksavim should go overboard and not odol. So Poyel Mamish, the ksavim went overboard, and Baruch Hashem, the storm subsided. But the people were traumatized by this whole story, and they wanted to rest. So the boat decided that instead of continuing to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to stop off and rest on the island. And the rest of the story, what happens after they rest, we will mirtz Hashem here in tomorrow's shir.